Well, Sean, this is it. This is the last... This is the fleeting moments of the Garrett Murray podcast.
I can feel it slipping from our grip.
Yes.
Like a warm Jell-O in my hand.
A Jell-O. What flavor of Jell-O would you consider?
Blueberry.
Blueberry Jell-O.
Yeah.
Blue like the tears that are running from my eyes.
Full of vodka made by an upset with her life sorority girl. And
oh, you're talking about Jell-O shots now.
Now I am, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with the podcast.
No, this podcast is full of vodka, just like warm Jell-O.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
you all know it. Someone told me that once. They came up running up to me on the street, and they were like, you know what this podcast is like? Like a Jell-O shot that's warm, and then you ran away.
That's very descriptive. That's like very specific.
Yeah, and very urgent. I don't know what was the urgency.
Yeah, where'd he go after he ran away?
Unclear.
Yeah, I'm going to go swimming now. Just in the river. He just jumped in the river.
He did jump in the river, actually.
Oh, well, he's probably was eaten by sharks. There are sharks in rivers, right?
All of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this is it. I mean, this is the last moment of the Garrett Murray podcast. This is the day that you've been waiting for every waking moment for the last
year. You see this right here? You see this?
Yeah, I see it.
See how dry my face is?
Yeah.
No tears here, Garrett.
Yeah, no, but
no tears.
I've cried buckets.
I know.
Well, it's true. We have contest winners.
Yeah, well, thankfully, you won't be that upset, I don't think.
No.
Shall I relate how we came upon the name of the new name?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's important to mention, just in case anyone hasn't been listening recently, but we just recently ended our first major successful contest, the Rename the Podcast contest.
No, it's funny. I think you've posted your website about 18 times.
Yes, 32.
So if someone has listened to this and missed that, then...
What about the people who are deaf?
True.
We're simulcasting in Braillecast.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just bumps come at you. But yeah, so we've been having a podcast renaming contest. We have a winner, and the winner kind of has a funny story. So yeah, why don't you tell
us? Oh, yeah. Well, so we were eating dinner for our mutual celebratory birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I could have said that a little differently, but...
Yeah, no, that was kind of a little creepy.
A little creepy. Yeah. Well, anyway, so we were at dinner, and we were talking about how the contest, and we didn't know what we were going to pick. I was like, you know what? Here's what you should have named the podcast to begin with, the Maniacal Rage Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't offend me on a personal level. It's a good name, and it doesn't really fit your website at all.
Right.
And then I think your reaction was kind of like, wow, that's stupid obvious.
Yeah, I actually kind of choked on my food. Because it's one of those things that, you know, is a very obvious name, and we should have chosen it probably right from the beginning, but we didn't. And then we had this contest, and we got hundreds of entries from all these people. And you know, name-based entries, random entries, and all of a sudden we realized that this name that had been sitting here for this whole time was the most obvious choice. And so what we did is we decided to look and see if anyone had submitted Maniacal Rage.
Right, because it did get to the point where I wasn't even reading the entries anymore, just because there were actually too many of them.
Yeah, we were very happy and overwhelmed by how many people entered. I had like a whole folder in mail that's just full of entries. And the cool thing is, not only did people enter, but they also entered like 50 names each, some of them.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it was great.
It was just very daunting.
Yeah.
Which some of them would just be like iterations of one name. It would be like the Garrett Murray podcast, the Garrett Murray Seancast.
It was 50 names. There was a lot of combinations. Very popular theme was your name mixed with my name, the Mumo podcast, the Momu podcast.
It's amazing how many of them there were.
Yeah.
We should do some statistics, but the Shamu Guga podcast.
Garishan Marafisani podcast, and a lot of that kind of stuff. So we were a little overwhelmed, and then, you know, we're trying to choose from some of the names that we really liked, and all of a sudden we realized, hey, we didn't really need to have a contest at all. But we did, and the reason we did is it had to jog our memories. We had to think like real people, because normally we sit in this room and... You know,
and we needed a
idiots.
Deadline, because we don't get anything done without a deadline.
That's definitely
true. And we had prizes to give away.
Yeah.
So why not do we reward our beautiful, beautiful listeners with glorious iPods?
Yes. And so without further ado, we chose the first person to submit Maniacal Rage or some iteration thereof as the name. And the winner of the first prize, the Rename the Podcast contest, thus renaming this podcast the Maniacal Rage podcast, was Martin Hipp. And so for his entry, he wins a 4-gig iPod Nano, and he's going to get this creepy special audio message from us.
Yeah, creepy.
That will just haunt his dreams.
It will.
And he gets a full set of DS buttons, which is really cool. And he's the winner. And from this point on, for the rest of his life, he can walk around knowing that he helped to rename probably the greatest podcast that's ever existed.
Well, let's engrave the iPod with what his grave will be engraved with, which is renamer of the Garrett Murray podcast.
Yeah, it should be. I'm pretty sure part of the contest rules are that his grave has to say that now.
I mean, I don't know if that was clear. Part of the winning prizes is a gravestone with your name, your birth date, a dash, and a space for the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath it, renamer of the Garrett Murray podcast.
Yep. So congratulations, Martin Hipp. You've won an iPod and a headstone.
Yep.
And we also have two second prize winners who are randomly chosen from everyone who entered. And we've notified them. We haven't heard back from both yet, so we're not going to announce them yet. But we do have two second prize winners. And they each got an iPod Shuffle and DS Buttons.
Yay.
Which is great.
No one's excited, though, because everyone just realized they didn't win.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, the only people right now who are excited are Martin Hipp and those two people.
Oh, well.
And me. Yeah.
And me.
Yeah, technically, I think you win.
Oh.
Because you mentioned it at dinner.
Yeah, I did kind of win. Maybe, should I get the iPod Nano instead?
No, I'm going to give it to Martin.
Just erase that. Just go back, erase that part, and put my name in his name.
I think maybe what I'll do is first I'll get the iPod, I'll give it to you, and then I'll take it away and send it to him.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. It stings.
That'll be pretty awful. So, you know, this has been very successful, and we're thrilled that the contest, and we got sponsors. I mean, this was great. This is a great, huge thing. And so we should thank our sponsors, Blue Flavor, DS Buttons, Method Arts, and Wishing Line DS. They gave us money, they gave us help, they gave us support, and we were able to have this awesome contest.
Huge fans of the podcast.
Yeah, which is like a huge bonus, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they don't punch me when they see me.
No, they don't, because not before they did.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett Murray?
And then they listen to the podcast and they're like, oh, I love you.
And they still punch you for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, well, episodes 3 and 4 were a little rocky. But,
they were rocky.
Yeah. So, speaking of episodes 3 and 4, I mean, this is technically, you know, we're at like episode 19 to 20 of the Garrett Murray podcast, which is
a vague range.
Well, yeah, because technically this is episode 20, but it's not because
it's just
this is the end.
Contest announcement podcast.
Yeah, this is like the season finale.
So, are we going to start up with episode 1 again?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that. I don't know really. There are a lot of logistics here. You know, we didn't really think ahead. We kind of were just like, let's rename it. We'll have a contest.
I think we should start Maniacal Rage Podcast episode 50.
See, that I like that because then it makes it seem like we've done a lot of work we haven't done.
Yeah.
People will be like, 50? Wow, I got to get in on this.
Yeah. Ooh, 50 means good.
Yeah, even though it's 1. So thanks again to everybody who entered. And we're really thrilled with the new name, even though it's kind of like a roundabout. Thanks to Martin Hipp, the grand prize winner. Thanks to the two people who won the second prize. Thanks to everybody else who entered. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Sean. Thanks to me.
Yeah,
I'm just so sad that the name is going away.
Don't be.
Wahoo, new name.
All right.
Sean can finally sleep at night.